In this week's episode of Colts Corner, the boys will discuss some school sports, the XFL kickoff, some NBA action, NHL action, college basketball, and last but not least, the topic of the week. Welcome back to Colts Corner, Season 4, Episode 12. I'm Ryan Dixon, alongside Constantine Lambridis, Jordan Cohen, Matthew Pastier. Boys, how we doing?
Doing pretty good today. Decently uneventful week in sports, but we obviously still got some stuff to talk about. I know Matt can't wait to get to the NBA section of our podcast for
big basketball.
What's happening in the NBA?
Big basketball stuff.
Basketball stuff
this week
for the Brooklyn Nets.
Let's start
in
off.
General,
we got to start off with school sports.
The boys advanced to the next round. Their playoffs will be where they will be playing Kings Park. Before that, they had a triumphant 74-54 thrashing of Hapag.
Very good.
Very good. Chris Copeland scored 18 points. Zach Seltzer with 16. Colby Jordan with 15. And Brent and Bryce Bland had 10 and 9, respectively. You just can't stop these boys. And they were just dominant through the majority of the game. They fell behind a little bit in the first, falling behind by 6 points in a 16-10 deficit after the first quarter. But then they picked it up and controlled the pace and flow of the game for the remainder of the contest and ended up winning by 20 points. So good.
Let's
for them.
Go! Let's go. Next round, baby.
Good for them. Yeah, next round. Next round, the girls' team unfortunately lost their match against Hapag, but they did play.
Very good.
A pretty good contest there. They worked very hard the whole season, and you hate to see them lose, but in the end, I think they can call this
season. We love you, Lady Colts.
Yeah.
So, obviously, Tyler Wichman's not here. He's in Thailand right now.
Thailand?
Yeah, Tyler's in Thailand right now. Christian, he's got to meet. But
not really me, more just of like a practice at Hills East. For those of you who don't know, at Hills East. For those of you who don't know, Christian Selmayr is all league in wrestling.
All American.
Big wrestling guy.
Big wrestling guy. Our resident Colts Corner wrestling aficionado here, and we are very excited to see him very excited to see him end up at the top.
Extremely
of the
excited.
Just one of the hardest workers I know, my fellow king, my co-king, and we love you, Christian.
And no one calls them king, by the way, just making that clear.
Well, I call Christian king.
All right. So, we talked about some boys' basketball. We didn't talk about the girls' basketball because the girls lost. All right, we're moving on. Oh, God. All right, moving on. XFL kickoff.
The New York Guardians.
The New York Guardians are literally better than the New York Jets and the New York Giants.
All right, you dragged it.
I didn't drag it whatsoever.
The Guardians are the best team in the XFL.
I don't care about
Matt
the XFL.
Matt McCloin is one of the best quarterbacks of our generation.
The XFL is not entertaining.
It is.
It was really good.
It's extremely entertaining.
It's very entertaining.
The AAF was bad.
The AAF was bad football.
It was boring. I got bored. I did not get bored. Yeah, I watched
maybe we just watched like the wrong team because we Cardale both
Jones?
Watched Memphis.
But I
Cardale
watched
Jones.
Oh, I was an
probably
Orlando Apollo
good.
Fan.
Oh God, I can't take this seriously.
The Orlando Apollos were declared the AAF champions.
Yeah,
because
you're a bandwagon.
Because
you're a bandwagon.
Because you're a bandwagon.
Okay.
Yeah, honestly, I watched some of the AAF, the Memphis Express. Those were boring games.
They were not. The first game ever was not
XFL
fun.
Was boring. I don't want to.
How was it boring? There were big hits, big plays. The quarterbacks actually could throw the ball.
And you could hear
accuracy.
Everything. It was cool.
You could hear. It was
Everybody
cool.
Everybody actually played really good.
The 2-point conversion rule. I love that rule. I think it's like the coolest thing
I like
ever.
The kickoff rule. Cool.
But the kickoff is amazing.
The
I love that kickoff.
The 3 points, the choice to go for three after you score a touchdown is really like useless. No team attempted it last
No team attempted it
because
you need to
be
in the situation. Say.
It's never going to be
pretend
used.
For me
yes,
for
it
a
is.
Second.
What if like you need to be tied and you're down three?
Yeah, pretend,
and you need
pretend for me for a second. It's 1 second left on the clock. Your team just scored a touchdown to make it 20-17 championship of the AAF. You got to go. Not AAF, XFL. You got to go for that 3-point. And it didn't come into play.
Yo, I'm not watching any football besides college football or NFL. Oh,
come
all right?
on.
Yes. No.
That's no fun. The XFL's fun.
You're very close-minded, Ryan. We know.
In the words
it's not close-minded. It's just like those aren't the best in the world.
In the words of Vince McMahon, if the NFL is the no-fun league, then the XFL is the extra fun league.
Oh,
he said extra fun.
The
extra fun league.
It would be EFL.
Let's not talk about the first XFL because
yeah,
they kind of resorted
so well.
To some.
I mean,
whatever.
It doesn't
matter. But they actually they cleaned up their act. They fixed the game, and New York Guardians going to take home the championship for the XFL.
Also, we forgot to mention Joe played really good that game.
Joe who?
Who's Joe?
I don't remember. I just know Joe played good.
Yeah.
All right.
Joe Mama. Want to move on to NBA action?
I guess we have to, right?
Yeah.
No, I didn't really talk about that in the XFL. It's kind of boring. But moving on.
It's not all boring.
Right. We talked more about that than we did your face.
Oh.
Oh, God. All right.
Moving on. NBA.
I don't know. I don't know what to say to that, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. NBA action. The Nets played last night.
Oh. The Brooklyn Nets take home the W against a 15 win in a row. Toronto Raptors team, the longest streak in Canadian sports history, 15 wins in a row. You know who broke it? The Brooklyn Nets without Kyrie Irving or Kevin Durant. Can't wait for them to take the court together next year. Be ready, the NBA. Oh, wait, you can't be ready because KD and Kyrie are going to destroy the league. Okay, I'm done now. Thank
you. All right, well.
Dinwiddie and Karis played great.
I think you're jumping to conclusions there. It was a good win.
What
Boost.
Do you mean, bro?
Says the guy
it
who thought they were going to get Zion, KD, and Kyrie. Because
we were going to get Zion.
No, you weren't.
Yes, we were. We were going to get Zion, we were going to get KD, and
yo,
we were going to get Kyrie. But
Matt,
James
how
Dolan.
How delusional. All these Knicks fans, they're so
boomer.
Delusional.
But James Dolan does not know how to manage a sports franchise.
And that's why
Rangers,
you got Marcus Morris
why the
him.
Rangers have been so successful for so long.
Oh, especially this year. For
the
sure.
Texas Rangers?
Continue that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, the Islanders haven't been successful since, like, 1985.
No, so. Last year.
Make it past the second
last
round
year.
And then talk to me about hockey.
Last year. All right.
Long Island.
Four in a row. All right, continue.
Yeah, four in a row. And then what since then? The fisherman logo, okay, whatever. But James Dolan, the reason the Rangers are successful to a certain extent is because he stays away from operations. He lets Glenn Sather, Jeff Gorton, David Quinn run the team, and they're a solid organization. James Dolan is the only guy who would hire an agent as president of basketball operations when Masai Ujiri is potentially looking at coming to your organization. And the guy that fires one of his top executives literally the day before the trade deadline. It's absurd. And honestly, I firmly believe that if Dolan wasn't the owner of the Knicks, we would have KD and Kyrie right now. And Zion.
I would just like to say
one
thing.
And Zion,
and
for sure.
Zion.
That's how the lottery works.
That
right?
is how the lottery works. And Zion.
The Nets have made the playoffs more time in like the past since like 2013 than...
But it doesn't matter to him. It matters about... I don't know. It
matters about contending, which who's going to be contending next year? The Knicks?
Not the Nets.
With Julius
not
Randle?
Not the Nets? Who's are you being serious?
The Nets are contenders
yeah,
next
if
year.
Kyrie continues to sit out 15 Bro, games because his
hurt.
Tummy hurts, then...
Did you not see the hit on Bradley Beal? Looks like he's going to be out for the rest of the season.
Bro, his
Looked
knee.
Like he tore his ACL.
His knee. Yo, honestly, Bro. I think I would die if that happened to me. I might have died.
Yeah, honestly. Okay, I'll stop.
Thank you.
Talking about
Julius Randle does not know how to
father,
lead a team.
Like
you can't have just bad, like Julius Randle take up the ball and then him just doing a bunch of spins and then like shooting the ball and missing horribly.
Well, am I the one running the organization? Don't yell at me. Yell at Dolan.
Hey, you're the one defending this team.
I am the one defending this team because if we didn't have Dolan, we'd be a million times better than we are right
Yo,
now.
Yo, is RJ Barrett really that good, though?
Nah, he's a trash.
No. He's like the rest of the
Look,
Knicks roster.
Honestly,
besides Marcus Morris. Oh, wait.
He's... Marcus Morris.
Marcus,
was,
yeah, oh,
Marcus
forgot.
Morris
I'm sorry. Clippers, right?
But do I care about?
Ryan,
do
they,
I look? Do
they
I
signed
look,
him in the summer just to trade him?
Do I look like I care about Marcus Morris? No, thank you.
Marcus Morris comes back and then he gets into a fight with Embiid, right?
yeah. He's such a clown. He averages a fight and a half per game.
Yeah, he's a clown. I don't like Embiid though.
I hate Embiid.
Embiid's so soft.
Annoying. He is really soft. You ever seen the picture? You definitely have of Kat and of Kat like touching him with just his finger and Embiid embellishing everything. Like
yeah,
just,
bro. Especially last year when we played them in
such
the playoffs.
A clown.
And him and Simmons, man. I don't think Simmons is that good.
Simmons
either.
Is overrated.
Simmons is a poor man's
so
LeBron.
Bad this year.
Simmons is a poor man.
Not
LeBron.
Really bad, but like he's
he
been
can't shoot.
This year.
He could just drive and pass and play okay defense.
He's only good in transition. You remember that from last year? I forget who said that. Someone called him out, and then he got all mad. But
I remember when they had like the wanted poster for Ben Simmons' jump shot.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. He's still a brick. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. What was I gonna? No, never mind.
Yeah, but like, Ben Simmons pretty trash. Even like, I was talking about this before Ryan, with Ryan before we started doing this podcast. The NBA has some of its worst teams in the playoffs, like the Magic
it's terrible.
Like 23, I believe the Magic are 23-31. That's not a playoff team.
They have the
and
same
they're the eighth team.
They're 24-31.
24-31,
I believe, and that's our 24-28.
No, the Nets are two games out of 500. Two games out of 500.
Look that up because
they're 25-28.
It's got some of it. Their 26 worst
and 28,
teams.
I think.
No, 25-28.
Are you sure? I thought we were two games in.
The East is so terrible that some of its worst teams are making the playoffs. That should never happen.
No, the East is terrible.
Like, let me pull up some of these stats.
It's not fun to watch.
It's not fun to watch. It's like there are some good storylines, like the Raptors and whatever, how they lost Kawhi, but are still
good. And Nets last year.
It's not fun.
Nets last year was a great storyline.
It's so bad. Bring me LeBron back to Miami. Bring... Literally,
that wasn't.
That was so fun to watch.
No, it was fun to watch, but like when you're a Knicks fan, just seeing
it's never fun to be a Knicks fan.
Yeah, I know.
Honestly, here's a comparison.
A comparison of the Eastern Conference in the NHL and the Eastern Conference in the NBA. So right now, the New York Rangers are 28-23 and have the fifth worst record in the Eastern Conference in the NHL. And right now, the Washington Wizards are 20-33 and have the ninth best record in the East in basketball. That should never happen.
I don't know. But I wanted to talk about this. Just
I do like to see all these teams make the playoffs and then get first round exits.
I'm starting to like.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I'm rethinking what Kawhi did over the summer, and I think he'd still be better as a Raptor.
Honestly,
I don't like him as a Clipper.
He's not getting enough criticism this year.
He's a part-time basketball player.
Whenever he plays bad, no one talks about it.
I know. They just want to talk about that shot he made last year against the Sixers.
He should be a Raptor.
That really shouldn't have went in. He's such like a clown. He went to the Raptors for 1 year to win them a championship and then dipped. And look at what the Raptors are doing. The Raptors are just fine this year. And Kawhi is a part-time basketball player who can't coexist with LeBron and AD's team.
Yeah, well, Clippers are going to beat the Lakers in the playoffs. So it doesn't really matter.
I think the Lakers are going to win the whole thing.
I want the Lakers to win the whole thing.
I do not.
For Kobe.
Yeah,
Kobe.
Like, honestly, just seeing the Lakers.
I want the Nets to win.
Having
to
cope with the loss of Kobe.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, well.
Brooklyn!
It's not going to happen, so.
Give it a year.
All right. Where are the.
We'll do.
Where are the Knicks?
I believe.
We'll be up there eventually. Give us.
I don't even think there's 40
years
seeds in the NBA.
How long
but
has
I believe
it been?
They're the 40th seed.
How long has it been since Patrick Ewing, like, it's 1999 was, like, one of their last good
Since they
seasons.
Rigged the draft? Or
no, not since they rigged the draft. Since, like, 1999 to, like, 20 years. Give us, like, till 2040, and then we'll be good.
According to a post last year, though, according to an Instagram post last year, like, this was supposed to be your year, right?
This was supposed to be your year.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
What? Dolan happened, like,
what happened
usual.
Is... Oh, I would just like to shout out Jonathan Appel, who called me delusional when I said the Nets are going to get Kyrie and KD about a year ago. And he's like, the Knicks are going to. And I don't think that's what happened.
You knew the Nets were going to get Kyrie when he signed with Rock Nation.
Yeah, that's
I'm just
going to
say. Yeah,
and then I figured we were going to get KD
because
we wouldn't.
Yeah, because
we gonna
KD's not going
well,
go
to. Actually,
KD isn't going to go to the Knicks because he's soft. He's not going to go to the Knicks if Kyrie.
Apparently, KD and Kyrie. They
I don't
have
like
KD.
I'm
going to
be honest.
He's honestly
like
one of the biggest clowns in sports.
He is a clown.
He's so talented. He's so talented.
He's one of the best basketball players of our generation. Like when we're older, we're going to be telling our kids about like
Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah, Kendrick Perkins and KD mostly, but like. He's Jimmer a generational talent, but he's like a clown. He doesn't know what it means to be a role model and to be looked up to by young kids. It's crazy. He's soft.
Well, I mean, it's not their
the
job
game.
To be a role model.
It's not their job to be a role model, but when you're put in that position, you might as well try to be good.
Just ask
it.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, true. Whole lot of money.
Whole lot of money.
He's getting ready. DeAndre Jordan on Kevin Durant. He's extremely involved. He's not like away. He's preparing. He's getting ready. He's obviously
get on the courts. Get on the
courts. We gotta catch up to where KD is.
Get on the court. No,
that's what we all want to get. DeAndre Jordan.
Extremely involved and attached to his burner accounts.
Kyrie's got to stop. Kyrie's got to stop.
Not Kevin Durant, 35. Kevin Durant is one of the best basketball players of all time. It's a quote from him.
He is. He is, but he's still soft.
He's soft, yeah. Kyrie's soft.
Yeah. A lot of soft people on our team. I don't really like Joe Harris either. But
he's kind of soft. Like, honestly, Caris LeVert.
What'd you say? You don't like Joey Buckets, the greatest three-point shooter
of all
time.
Is he going to win the three-point contest?
I hope.
Who's in this year?
No way.
Isn't Zach LaVine in the three-point?
Devin Booker's in it.
Why is Zach LaVine in the three-point contest?
Is he actually?
Yeah, he's in. Yeah.
He's actually good. Like,
I wanted to do the dunk
contest.
He's pretty good.
He's
pretty good.
I wish he was in the dunk contest this year.
Yeah. So many guys
Aaron
have
Gordon's
skipped
it,
out
right?
on the dunk contest.
Aaron
contest.
Gordon in this year? He better be in.
I don't think
it's going to be
in
dumb.
It.
He
the,
might be. I
the dunk
he
contest
is
no
so terrible.
It, I'm not sure. I didn't really check.
The dunk
I
contest
see, like,
is
like LeBron, like dunk contest. LeBron.
Yeah, he's
Russell
never
going to
do it, though.
They should be like, yeah, like.
But like some all-star dunk
contest.
Yeah, like
the
best
there's some
dunk.
Random guys in
wait,
the dunk contest.
Wait, Dwight Howard's doing it this year, right?
Yeah, he's doing it this year.
That's good.
I want to see him do like a tribute to Kobe because he asked Kobe before he died to help him be a part of the dunk contest, and Kobe said yes, and he never got to fulfill that. So
yeah.
I just want to see.
Kobe was going to be at the...
Yeah, I know.
All right. Let's move on to the next segment.
Wait,
right?
one more
do we
thing.
Have an NBA action?
Did we
NBA
talk
more?
About Devin Booker?
Oh, yeah, Devin Booker.
Devin Booker,
Devin Booker
All-Star.
Replacing Dame Dalla, who will be performing at halftime.
No, he's not. Is
he
is. No, he
is.
Wait, sadly,
you?
Devin... I'm,
wait, are
sadly,
you being serious?
Dame Dalla...
Yeah, I'm literally being completely serious right
Dame
now.
Dame Dalla...
He sucks.
He's a bad rat.
Yeah, I know.
It's like watching Antonio Brown rat.
Yeah, it's like if Le'Veon Bell performed...
I mean, it's a little better.
If Le'Veon performed at halftime at the
Super
Bowl...
Whole lot of money... That's all I know. That's all. He wears a Raiders hat in his music video.
Why? Like
he hates the Raiders. Like why? He literally like yelled a racial slur at the GM.
I don't know what he's. I don't know what he's doing anymore. He's one of the biggest clowns in sports. He's up there with KD.
All right, let's move on.
NHL
stick and puck. Little
stick
Islanders
and
action.
Puck with the boys. Little Rangers action. Yeah.
Ew. But Islanders.
Little Joe action.
Two game win streak. Right now, big win against the Capitals the other night, 5-3. We were dominating that whole game. Very proud of the boys. And then we beat a very, very hot Flyers team. You can't even deny that. Very hot. We stopped them. They're gonna make the playoffs. They might make the playoffs.
Who, the Flyers?
Yeah, they're very hot right now.
They're pretty good. They're a very solid team.
Not as hot as
the Metro is way
Toronto.
Too good.
The
we
Metro.
Toronto.
Oh my goodness! Is literally one of the best divisions in all of sports. Like. I keep looking at the I look at the standings every day, and I just see the Rangers just completely trash because the rest of the division is so good. Like, Washington, 77 points. Pittsburgh, 74 points. Islanders, 72 points. Columbus, 70 points. Philly, 69 points. Carolina, 67 points. All of them in the playoff race. There are only two teams that are, like, pretty much out of it right now. The Rangers with 60 and the Devils with 50.
And you know what's scary, too? The youngest teams are on the bottom of the leaderboard. Like on the bottom of the standings, like that's crazy. Like the Devils and the Rangers.
Devils and the Rangers, yeah. That's like the East is just so good. Like the Rangers have 60 points right now, and they are four spots out of
Penguins might win
spot.
The division. If you see
Penguins could win the division.
No, look at their schedule. It might be the easiest thing of all time. After like
that's crazy.
In the next like five games,
Rangers got 60 points, and. Are nowhere near the wild card. They got three teams in front of them, and they have, and the Flyers are the last wild card team. They have 69 points. In the West, the Rangers would be tied with Minnesota right now, who is two spots out of the playoffs and has.
What is this schedule?
Arizona
bro?
With 64.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
What?
Penguins play the Kings, Ducks,
okay.
Sharks, Senators, and Sabres all in a row. That might be the easiest schedule of all time.
Yeah, like
that's
honestly,
why they're gonna win.
Yeah,
and then they take a break. They play the Capitals and Canes, but then they go back to the Devils, and then all right, it gets a little harder for them.
Yeah, Rangers got their own two game win streak going on right now. They beat the Winnipeg Jets 4-1 two days ago. Chris Kreider with a goal assisted by Pavel Buchnevich.
You think they're gonna trade him?
Kreider. Apparently, they're working on a new contract with him, but if they can't get that done, they're gonna end up trading him. And Kreider with his second goal in the second period assisted by Ryan Strome and Mika Zibanejad. Mika Zibanejad also had a goal of his own at the end of the day. And I'm just saying, New York Rangers goalie Igor Shesterkin, 23-year-old kid from the KHL, faced 44 shots from one of those high-powered offenses in the league and stopped 43 of them. He is literally the GOAT. Oh, yeah. Keep smiling. Keep laughing. Keep laughing.
Keep hating.
Keep hating.
Don't hurt me.
Rick DiPietro cannot hold a candle, and he was being paid $15 million a year.
All right. Islanders play tonight against the Preds.
Yeah.
Big game. Come on, we're trying to go 3-0.
Big loss, probably.
Big loss.
I haven't been following sports since the NFL ended. So I have no idea what we're
we'll let you.
About.
Me and Ryan will give you a Nets pass if you would like to root for the Nets and watch the Nets on Yes, Ian Eagle and Sarah Kustas on Yes.
It's never gonna.
And the Michael
good.
Grady show.
Very good.
All right, and Joe.
Harris. Should we move on? I think
who's
it's
that?
Joe Harris.
That's a fair amount of NHL action.
Fair amount. I want to move to the Maryland Minute real quick.
Yeah, let's go Maryland Minute right now.
Maryland's good right now. Almost lost the other day though. Tough one against Nebraska. Jalen Stick Smith. Like seconds left on the clock. Guy's about to shoot a layup. He sticks blocks the ball. Terps win. Give me some right there.
Yeah.
Great win. Terps number 9 in the country right now. We play at Michigan State on Saturday. We're looking really hot. We're looking really good. This like the past, I want to say 5 games. We're looking really good, and we beat Illinois. Big win the other day.
Yeah.
By like 12 points, so looking forward to that. Hopefully we get a
should
thing
be an
song.
Interesting tourney this year.
Yeah,
it always is, though.
Yeah, we're number one in the Big Ten right now, so.
You know what they say, right?
I'm excited.
Could be some madness in March. you guys aren't laughing.
It was pretty
You probably
funny.
Didn't get the joke.
It was pretty funny.
It was really funny.
All right.
We're good for Maryland Minute.
So.
Topic of the week.
Topic of the week.
All right.
I would like to go first.
Yes, sir.
So. Which two NFL teams would you like to see be combined? Or NBA? Which
what?
Two NBA?
I never
like combined
about this.
Into
well,
one
I need
team.
To think about this.
Ooh, that's good.
I don't wanna like bring it into like an overpowered like team. I wanna see two players play.
I wanna see Jets Giants pretty bad. Because I feel like that would make a decently good team.
What was the question?
Like if you can combine two NFL or NBA teams, what would you do? I feel
this would be OP.
What?
But I kind of want to see like the Clippers.
That'd be so.
That'd be
oh
awesome.
My god, Kawhi, Paul George. That's just like a
LeBron,
scary lineup. LeBron
Davis.
And AD, Kuzma
yeah,
getting
be
left
so
behind.
Good. That team would be so.
Lou
good.
Williams coming off the bench as the sixth man. Oh
my god, that team would be lethal.
Yeah. I want to see Jets see. Giants though, because like Darnold, that quarterback. Handing the ball off to Saquon.
No.
Of course. Darnold beat Daniel Jones at cornhole
wait,
in Miami.
Do you actually think Daniel Jones would play?
I would want to see. Oh, shoot. Now
Daniel
I forgot.
Jones would not.
That would be a good quarterback team.
I
want to
see
if one
Mavericks
of them's not doing
Timberwolves.
Good, the other
I would like to see
Mavericks,
the Lions
Timberwolves.
And
that's
the Browns
a really good
together
idea.
As one team. Maybe it will actually make them good.
Maybe.
Browns franchise.
That's a good idea. Timberwolves.
Whoa, Mavericks. We got KP.
KP, Luka D-Lo.
Cat.
Ooh.
Angie. Oh, wait.
I like that idea.
I appreciate that.
That's a really good idea.
Thank you. We should petition.
We should petition.
I heard Collins doing change.org.
Let's do that.
All right.
That's good. So, anything else?
No. What's the next topic
who's
of the
got?
Week? What do we got?
Next topic of the week, Dunkin' Coffee or Starbucks Coffee?
Dunkin' Donuts Coffee.
I do not drink coffee.
No, just Dunkin' period, though.
Dunkin' Donuts
or
Hot Chocolate. Dunkin'
versus... Actually, let's change it. Best...
Dunkin'
like,
Donuts.
Dunkin', like, Starbucks... And you know what? Starbucks versus Dunkin'.
Dunkin'
all
Dunkin'
the way.
Dunkin' Donuts. Starbucks
it's
offers
like,
very high-priced items that are the same quality, in my opinion, as Dunkin' Donuts.
I just get Dunkin' probably. Hot Chocolate and Oreo Donut, like 700,000-calorie Oreo Donut.
Honestly, 700,000 calories, it's pretty good. Like, the donut.
Yeah,
it's a whole lot of calories.
A whole lot of calories. Honestly, like, I'm going Dunkin', though. Because just... Unparalleled
I don't
levels
even
of
that's
customization.
No, yeah, Starbucks is no match.
Yeah, I don't know why I even posed the question. Starbucks pretty trash.
Overrated.
So expensive.
Oh my god, yeah. My frappuccino. All right. My topic of the week is I don't know if
that's
you guys
that's a pretty bad topic of the week, Ryan.
I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. I've seen it. If you haven't seen it, you should definitely see it. But have you guys seen the Aaron Hernandez documentary?
No, I have not.
No.
Is I it can't good? Do it
I
now.
Never watched that.
I can't do it now. I
what
was going to say.
What was the question?
I was going to... Well, actually, I probably still can't. I probably still can do it. But do you think it's... It's a very, like, hard question to ask. But do you think CTE... You guys know what CTE is?
Yeah.
You think CTE led...
What's CTE, Ryan?
It's...
I'm kidding, Ryan. All
right.
Yeah.
Do you think CTE led Aaron Hernandez to, like, kill people, like, to murder?
1,000%.
Like, I don't think it's... I think it's what...
I don't
like,
think... I think, he's, I think it's
off,
his personality.
I think
there's
it definitely
is
personality.
That probably was, like, the spark, but there was definitely something, like, not
it
right.
It wasn't just
him.
All CTE.
Well, no. Have you seen the documentary? Yeah. His life is messed up.
His life is messed up. I know that. His life was messed up.
It's like...
Before, like, I heard his life, like, he's pretty bad.
Yeah, his life was... Terrible, but the CTE is like there are people who are out there who are just like
CTE is bad,
not okay. CTE is terrible, like not okay. Hernandez was not okay, but the CTE factored into that is really like definitely what set him off.
Yeah.
Not just solely his personality. There's got to be something else there.
I think it's what pushed him over the edge and like made him commit
something like that.
I don't know if that's like crazy.
I don't know a lot about him as a person.
He was just
So, for starters, he was into crime. Kind of a psycho.
Yeah.
A little sociopath.
Is that what the documentary
sociopath a little. He dealt with a lot. His dad died. His mom never supported him, I think, right?
Yeah, his mom.
And he had to hide his sexuality his whole life. So, that sucks. But like I don't know. I don't think CTE is an excuse for what he did.
Yeah,
I think.
No, definitely not an excuse.
It's but you can't argue that it didn't affect him. Of course,
100%.
It's not an excuse. Like you just can't be like. Oh,
and
I
don't.
Three people
obviously, I can't be empathetic towards it because I've never had CTE, and I hope I never do have CTE.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So we got another topic of the week, or should we
wrap this one up? Extend the NFL season?
No.
Make
it shorter, if anything.
Make it shorter. No,
keep it the way it is.
Keep
it the way it is. But
oh,
if you're gonna
know
do anything,
yeah. Short the preseason. Yo, I just want to talk about this one.
Preseason
one,
three or two
I
want to
talk about this one
two
person,
games.
Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, preseason
might be one
change.
Of the most unlucky football players
I
in the NFL.
I feel so bad for that guy.
He's so unlucky. I'm glad that Dalvin Cook wasn't injured this year, and he actually got a chance to like prove who he is as a player. And but Jerick McKinnon, man, he comes. He got hurt last year. Everyone was like, he's in San Fran. Think of that. Oh, my God.
He
the 49ers run game is insane.
Yeah. Like
it was good this year, but like with Jerick. Oh, my God.
He's
that's
a very
Jet
good player.
McKinnon.
Honestly, it sucks seeing stuff like that. And like preseason should be shortened to 2-3 games. It's really only exists so the NFL could sell more tickets like for like slightly
so
less than regular. The football is terrible. Like I think the NFL is just using like this like excuse that like oh it helps coaches see players in live action so they can just sell more tickets. Like honestly,
we all know they're all getting cut.
Yeah, we all know all know the 6th round pick from UConn's gonna get cut eventually. Yeah.
But have you
shout
have
out Fadakasi.
Have you guys seen Hard Knocks? I don't know if you know that.
Are you,
HBO series?
I've not seen it.
I know
I've seen
it.
It's great.
From,
it's actually while preseason is going on, like they obviously
that's
do
cool.
They go through training camp for one team. This year it was the Raiders.
Yeah, I think they did the Browns a couple years.
They
back.
Did the Browns.
They did the Jets.
They did the Jets a while back
with Rex. Yeah,
yeah, and it's entertaining. I mean, I watched.
I haven't watched it.
Before.
I should though.
You should definitely watch it. Well, and it's also great because this year, obviously, the Antonio Brown stuff happens.
That stuff's
with the Raiders,
great.
And you probably saw some of the stuff on ESPN. Like they definitely posted a lot, like
yeah,
some of that
do.
Stuff.
They do.
But yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, definitely watch that. It's 100% worth it.
Maybe
it's
even 102%.
100.0%.
Yep.
If that makes you feel better.
You know what? It makes me feel a lot better, man. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
So I guess we're just going to go wrap this up. First of all, we got a couple people to thank. Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rashudi, our newspaper advisors, Dr. Catapano, the administration class 2016 for their generous donation to this podcasting setup. We really couldn't do it without them. We thank them from the bottom of our hearts. And we will see you next time.
Bye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
Good luck, Christian.